London Calling. David here. David's not alone. He's got the wonderful Alex with him, who's doing Women of Westminster this weekend. It's one of our From the Repertory walks. So good morning, Alex.
Good morning, David.
Alex, let's start. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a Blue Badge guide. Go on.
Yes, I'm a Blue Badge guide. I qualified in 2015, and I also guide in French and Dutch as well. And I have a particular interest in all the sort of the unsung stories of London. So women, people of colour, minority stories, all the kind of things that we often get, that get forgotten in history.
Very good, very good. So what about this one? Tell us a little bit, you know, where it starts, a little bit about what you'll see, and maybe one or two of these unsung stories.
Absolutely. So Women of Westminster, it's one of my favourite walks because I love women's history and there's so much to talk about. We often think about Westminster as being a place, well, it's obviously a seat of power, but we often think about it for the men involved in it. But there are so many women behind the scenes who are instrumental in changing society, and you know, with the great power comes the necessity for pushback, and that's what we see with so many women in this area who have done exactly that. They've stood up and been counted for a whole variety of different things. So that's what we're looking at.
Very good. And it starts at let's get the particulars down. So it starts at, is it Westminster Tube exit 4?
Yes, it does. That's where it starts, and right underneath Big Ben. So it's on this Saturday, the 5th of June at 2:30 p.m. And it starts at Westminster Tube exit 4.
And, you know, quite often they want to know where it ends. They're meeting someone or they're thinking about getting a cup of tea or something like that. So where will this one end, Alex?
Yeah, absolutely. We head up towards Piccadilly Circus and we end around there. So it's perfect if you want to go and get some food or a drink afterwards, because slap bang in the heart of all the good stuff.
Are you going to be very brave and make a recommendation or two if they ask, Alex?
Oh, potentially. Depends on what they're after. Yes, I mean, I'm always up for giving the benefit of my opinion on some good eateries in the area.
Yeah, excellent. So what's the first stop then?
So the first stop, we have to start big, and we have to start, you know, go all the way back to one of the women who really created this idea of strong women who are fighting for what they believe in. And we start with Boudicca. You know, where else do we start in London, the history of women? We start with Boudicca because there's this fabulous statue of her by Richard Thornycroft, which is slap bang underneath Big Ben at the edge of the river. And I love it because it's the sort of place where people are crossing that bridge all the time and people don't always notice that she's there. And there she is above your head, sort of in her chariot with her daughters. And it's really quite an amazing statue. So we talk about the history of Boudicca and how she really stood up for her rights and what happened to her.
Absolutely. I know the statue very well and also love it. It's a very impressive piece.
Yeah, it really is.
So from there you'll head, I'm guessing now, you'll head into Parliament Square, is that right?
We will. There's no flies on you. Yep, we're heading into Parliament Square. And we're going to be talking a little bit about Millicent Garrett Fawcett, because we have her fabulous statue, which is in Parliament Square. And it was put up in 2018. It was the first statue of a woman ever to go up in Parliament Square. And it was the 200th anniversary of the first women, not all women, but the first women having the right to vote. And there are some beautiful details on the statue which relate to Millicent and her life and things that she used to wear. And so we're going to be kind of having a little look at the statue and also finding out why the difference between suffragettes and suffragists, but also some of the other things that she got involved in. She was not just somebody who fought for women's suffrage. There was a variety of other things that she fought for as well. So we're going to be having a little look at that too.
Oh, that's just music to my ears. Beautiful details on the statue. In other words, stuff that people probably aren't going to notice if they're just casually looking or glancing.
Exactly, yeah.
That's London Walks at its best when it does that sort of thing. Yeah, fantastic. What about, Alex, are there, you know, what really impresses me about you and the very best guides is when they do stuff in the theater of the mind. So it's not always point outs. Sometimes It's what you make people see in their mind's eye. Is there an instance or two of that springs to mind?
Yeah, absolutely. We are going to be, of course, you know, we're in Westminster, so we have to be looking at the suffragettes and the suffragists. That's non-negotiable, really. And it does form a good chunk of the tour, the different stories about it. And one of the things is a particular incident in 1910, which was known as Black Friday, when there was a conference that was going on just up the road, and it was a possible breakthrough in the campaigning for the right to vote, and the women marched down to Parliament, and it was basically just an awful incident where they were completely manhandled by the police and by the onlookers, and it was essentially a sort of a well-mannered riot, if you like. So we're going to be walking in the tracks of that and having a little look at what happened there and the kind of things that went into that. And here's some of the stories of the women that were at that march and how the press portrayed it as well.
It's that combination of knowledge and enthusiasm and the lovely voice, the delivery. And in effect, what you're doing is getting them to become collaborators with you on this this journey of discovery. So that's pretty impressive. What about my lot? Are there any chaps who figure in this at all?
Tangentially, yes, there are lots of, I mean, there's that fantastic, well, I say fantastic phrase, that phrase that behind every successful man is a successful woman or a supportive woman. And actually this, we turn this on its head. So we look at lots of different women, but some of the men who are supportive of them do turn up behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
So for example, Millicent Garrett Fawcett, we talk about her husband, who is incredibly supportive. Emmeline Pankhurst's husband, who helped Millicent Fawcett in a particular thing that she was campaigning for. And we talk about briefly about Churchill. I'm going to say that Churchill doesn't come off brilliantly in the story of women's suffrage, but we talk about him. So in this way, we do talk about men, but in the supportive role, really.
Yeah,
which I think is quite an interesting way to sort of turn the whole thing up.
So there's male villains and also some male some male heroes.
Mostly male supporters,
yeah,
I will
yeah,
say.
Yeah, there's that. You mentioned that that old saw, that saying. There's a version of that that I really took to, despite my gender. Behind, and it goes like this: behind every successful man, there's a woman rolling her eyes.
Well, what I love about this walk is these are the women who didn't just roll their eyes. They rolled their sleeves up and they went to work.
Yeah, fantastic, Alex. So is it up Whitehall then that you go from Parliament
Square? Yeah, we go up Whitehall. We look at one of my, frankly, one of my favourite women in history, a lady called Sophia Duleep Singh, who was an Indian princess. And we're going to have a little look at her story because I find her absolutely fascinating. And then we're going to head up Whitehall. We're going to take a look at the Women of World War II Memorial, which is a very interesting spot in its own right. And then we're going to head up towards Charing Cross and talk about a couple of other women in that area. One of our queens, we're going to talk about Eleanor of Castile. And we're going to be finishing up by Edith Cavell, who is a phenomenally interesting woman.
Wow.
And her story is I just think it's one of the most incredible acts of bravery. And I think she's important. And again, she's another statue that people walk past. She's right in front of the National Portrait Gallery.
Yeah.
She is just on the edge of Covent Garden, and it's kind of a through road. And so often you'll find people who sit at the bottom of the statue to, you know, that's, or mm-hmm. they meet friends there, or they sit with a coffee, and they never look up. And so that's what we're going to be looking at.
And I think also maybe it's been discontinued now, a casualty of COVID, but wasn't there a weekly, it was Women in Black who were protesting there. It was a kind of vigil. Do you know about that?
I have to say, do you know what? I don't know about that, but I'm going to have a little look into that before Saturday.
Yeah, and it always, whenever I saw it, it always seemed an appropriate place for them. It, you know, they thought about, yeah, this is the right spot in London for this particular protest, this vigil.
Yeah, very interesting. No, I didn't know. I will have a rummage, and if anyone's coming on that walk on the weekend, you can expect me to then talk about it and not credit David.
Ah, you're welcome to it, Alex. It's all part of the Commonwealth. And it goes without saying that starting with Boudicca and ending with Edith Cavell, that's well nigh perfect. It more or less spans London's history. It's a Wonder Woman leap of 19th century. So yeah, well done, Alex. And if memory serves, two of us did back-to-back podcasts on Edith Cavell. And they were very, very different. That's, I think, one measure of just how rich and interesting her life is.
It is, and I was, during lockdown, I've been doing loads of live videos on Instagram, and one of mine was on Edith Cavell as well, because I had a Women's Wednesdays, every week was Women's History, and she's fascinating, really fascinating.
It seems so well thought out, Alex. I mean, because ending there, they actually could go into the National Portrait Gallery, couldn't they?
Well, they could if it was open.
Oh, is it closed still?
Well, it's closed for a massive refurb, actually, for the next couple of years, so sadly.
There you go.
Yeah. Sadly, that's not possible. But they do have all of their works online. They've done this very extensive sort of catalogue online, so if you want to go and have a little look. But the National Gallery is open, so you might want to book in to have a look at that.
Yeah, perfect. Well, I guess two final questions. What about the one on harlots? Will that run again, and how does that differ? Just a quick sketchy.
Yeah, so Harlots is running again. Harlots is one of my favourite tours. It's something that I've worked on in the last year and a bit. We look at Covent Garden and Soho, and we look at the, frankly, massive and extensive Georgian sex trade. It's something that people might have been watching the BBC series Harlots, mm-hmm. and it's been taken from a particular book, which is called Harris's List of Covent Garden Ladies, and mm-hmm. essentially was a little black book of all the women for hire in the area. Mm-hmm. And the story behind it is absolutely fantastic. And what the great thing is about it, the women in working in the sex industry in the 1700s, you know, there's nothing really they don't go down in history at all. So the only way we know anything about them is from this little book. And so we talk about the industry, and we then follow in the footsteps of some of the women who are mentioned in the book, and we trace the area and have a little look at the industry. I should mention that there are a few sort of naughty terms that we talk about, so if you're easily squeamish or easily offended, then maybe not the best one for you. But I think it's a fascinating story of a way of showing the Georgian era in a very, very different light.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. A little black book then, Harris is
pretty much. Yeah, yes. And yeah, that one, the next date we have for that is the 11th of July, again at 2:30. And then we also have, on the 3rd of June, one of my favourite tours, which is, I say that about all my tours, Black Londoners as well. We're looking at people of colour who have influenced British history as well.
Ah, very, very interesting. Okay. And am I going to be able to get, because you do street art as well?
I do street art as well, yes.
Can I, at some point in the next 2 or 3 weeks, can I get you for 15 minutes to talk about your street art tour?
Sure. Great pleasure.
We'll do each of these, shall we, Alex? I'd like that.
That would be wonderful, yeah.
Okay, great. All right, well, I'll let you get ready for your delivery.
Thank you.
Thanks a ton. And this will go out tonight.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Okay, Alex. Thanks a lot.
Take care. Bye.
Ciao. Bye.